Well done. Now, finally, we get to meet our big brother, big sister of the month. It seems like it's been forever that we've been sitting here, and it is with great pleasure that I get to introduce you to the people that are here with us this week. It's Jane Zabrovis and her little sister, Ruth. And Ruth, I'll start by saying good morning to you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, it would help if I turn your microphone on. Let me try one more time. Hello.
Hello.
There you are. How old are you?
10.
And what neighborhood do you live in?
Baldwin.
Well, how nice. You're in the South Hills. And who's in your family?
My mom, my dad, my cousins, and my family.
And do you have any special Christmas traditions that you like?
Christmas tradition regularly. We just go downstairs, open up presents.
Well, that's nice. Any foods that you really like at Christmas time, like cookies or any kind of special dishes?
I like chocolate chip cookies.
I like those too. Your big sister is Jane. What do you guys like to do together, you and Jane?
I like to go to movies and go shopping with her.
How long have you two been with each other, roughly?
I think once a week.
Once a week? And has it been a year or so? Or how long has it been? Jane, you might remember. Moore, you're welcome to join in.
Sure. Ruth and I have been big sister and little sister since October 7th, 2000, and let's see, that was 4.
Oh, my goodness.
So you two, it's been 3 years.
You two have been together for over 3 years. Mm-hmm. That's a long time to be friends. Jane, what do you like to do, or what can you tell us about your relationship, the things you like to do together?
Let's see. Well, Ruthie and I both love animals, so we take my golden retriever for long walks. We've done that, and we also love to go to movies and go to the museum, and we share a lot of common things that we both like to do.
Ruthie, do you have favorite animals that you like, either in the zoo or for pets?
I like pandas.
Pandas are cute. They're a lot of fun. What else?
I like cats and dogs, and I like koala bears and panda bears. That's all.
Yeah. Do you like panda bears and koala bears because they're fun to watch, or is there something special that makes them attractive to you?
I think they just look cute.
Yeah, they do look cute. What's the last movie you two saw together?
I think it was.
Do you remember,
I can't
Jen?
Really pick.
Or yeah, do you remember?
I'm trying to remember which one.
Do you remember one you saw that you really liked that you saw recently together?
I like the first one we saw was Incredibles. I like that one. I like Fat Albert.
Oh, that had to be good too. I'll bet that was a wonderful one to see. Mm-hmm. What do you like in school? I know school's probably out right now, but do you have favorite subjects or favorite things you like to do when it comes time for classes?
I like to draw.
Oh, what do you use when you draw? Do you use pencils or markers?
I use pencil, markers, and crayons.
And what kind of things do you like to draw?
Clothes.
Well, that's nice. What color, do you have favorite colors to use?
I like pink, blue, and yellow.
Hey, you're wearing pink today, too. So I had a feeling you must like pink. What else can you tell me, Jane? I guess, what prompted you to get involved with Big Brothers, Big Sisters?
I wanted to do some volunteering with children. And my husband had been a big brother at one time. And he said, why don't you try being a big sister? And that's how I got started. I called and made the phone call and connected to with one of the ladies. And she came over, interviewed me, and set it up. She asked me what my interests were and made sure that she would make a good match for me. And here we are 3 years later, and Ruthie and I have really bonded with each other, and she has a great family, and it's been a wonderful experience for me. I just can't, you know, say anything negative about it. It's just been positive for the last 3 years.
Were you scared at all when you
started? I was a little bit nervous, yeah.
How about you, Ruthie?
I was nervous.
Yeah, it's always, I think it's common to be nervous when you meet new people at first sometimes, huh?
Uh-huh.
But did that go away pretty quickly?
Yeah.
Yeah, I figured it must. Now, Jane, do you live in the South Hills also?
Yes, I live in Mount Lebanon. So Ruthie and I are about 15 minutes from each other, so it's, you know, real easy to run over and pick her up and spend the day together.
So, Ruthie, how do you two keep in touch when you're deciding what you're going to do, maybe? How do you do it?
Sometimes she calls me and sometimes I call her.
That's nice. And do you ever call just to talk?
Yeah.
That's nice. What kind of stuff do you talk about?
She talks about how my school is, what I've been doing in school and stuff.
Isn't that nice? You sort of have a special friend to do that with. Mm-hmm. And you probably talk about work sometimes, maybe? Or?
I have, yeah. I started a new job not too long ago, and Ruthie's had an interest in what I do. And, yeah, it's we talk about, you know, what her cousins and her family and what we're doing at our house. And if we don't get a chance to see each other, she keeps me up to date on her school, like she said.
Ruthie, what does Jane do? Can you explain her job?
She gives people shots and stuff.
Oh, well, that sounds very important. So she helps people feel better or to helps them to keep from getting sick?
Yeah.
That's a really important thing to do. Boy, I don't know if I could do it. Do you think you could give somebody a shot?
No.
I don't think I could do it either. I think that takes a lot of training. Have you ever thought about what you might like to do when you grow up, Ruthie?
Yeah.
What would you like to do?
Be a fashion designer.
That's why you draw clothes, huh? That makes sense. What do you think you would want to design? Men's or women's or kids? Have you thought about that?
Women's and kids.
Well, that's great. It sounds like you really must be very talented. I want to introduce you also to Cheryl Jones, who is here. I've been talking with Cheryl for months and months and months, but I finally have a chance to meet her face to face. Cheryl is one of the fine people at Big Brothers Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh. Thanks for all you've been doing to coordinate our monthly segments. We really appreciate
It's been a wonderful experience on our end because it's allowed all your listeners to hear the wonderful stories that our bigs and littles have. And we have over 500 matches, so there's 500 stories very similar to Jane and Ruthie's. So it's been great.
That's wonderful. Is there anything you'd like to mention about Big Brothers Big Sisters that we haven't covered this morning?
Well, I think they did a really wonderful job explaining that it's friendship. Basis, it's all about being friends. It's not hard. It doesn't take a lot of work to be a volunteer, but it takes the one thing it does take is a commitment. We ask, you know, that you commit to the child that you get matched to. But it's not a really hard commitment. It's twice a month, 3 to 5 hours at a time, to be a friend, to be a role model.
And how can people get additional information if they would like to consider volunteering? Or perhaps somebody is thinking, boy, it would be nice if we had a big brother or big sister in our family.
Yeah, well, they can call us at Big Brothers Big Sisters at 412-363-6100. Or we have a really great website that has lots of information at www.bbbspittsburgh.org.
Thanks. That's Cheryl Jones. And I want to turn back to Jane Zverovis. Is there anything else you'd like to say about Ruthie and your relationship? And Ruthie, I'll turn to you, too. Anything else you two want to mention? Oh, Ruthie, you might want to say hi to anybody. Do you think anybody in your family or any friends might be listening? Do you want to say hi to them?
I want to say hi to Rodney, Ken, my mom, and my cousins.
Well, I'm glad I asked. And I can ask you the same question. Is there anybody you think that you want to say hi to, Jane?
Sure. I'd love to say hello to my husband, Ken, and all our friends that are listening and my family that's listening. And, of course, wish all the big sisters and brothers Merry Christmas and all the littles, too. though, and everybody, actually.
Well, I'm so proud of both of you. You just seem like perfect sisters. You look like you belong to each other. And I have a pass here to the Children's Museum that you can use whenever you would like.
Thank you.
And so you can, if you want to do it today, you can, or you can come back and do it and go through all the exhibits. And we'll get you a recording of this interview so you can remember it and hear it. And is there anything else either of you would like to say?
I just want to share that if you have the time to commit to a child, you know, try to make an attempt to join Big Brothers, Big Sisters, because I get much more out of this relationship, I think, than Ruthie even. I mean, the rewards are just fantastic. So, you know, it's really worth spending the time with a child, and you have a lot to learn from them. So try to, you know, if you can, join Big Brothers and Big Sisters. And you know, it's an experience of a lifetime for me. So thank you.
That's well put. Anything else, Ruthie?
I just want to say that any kid that don't have a big brother, big sister, it's lots of fun, and you can even join it.
Thanks. Well said. And thanks again to Ruthie and Jane and Cheryl for being part of our Big Brothers, Big Sister of the Month segment. Time now is 8 minutes before 11 at the Saturday Light Brigade.